going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Burnout Podcast. I'm Justin, a.k.a. Dap Cigar. This gentleman across from me is Eric, a.k.a. Brother Cigar.
How you doing?
If you're new here, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell to be notified every time we drop a new episode.
You said bell and the phone just...
I heard that.
That was weird.
So today is... there was a special moment if you're... looking to the stars, if you're an astrologist or an astrology fan, there was a solar eclipse.
Spectator.
There was a big solar eclipse that happened today. Did you catch it?
Yes, on my way over here, everyone was looking outside with the 3D sunglasses, and me, per se, I don't really, not like, cool. It's 4 minutes of fun. I tend to find when people are all, like a group of people are really excited about something, I tend to like shy away from it, kind of like observe the masses and do the opposite type of mentality.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, cool. In the grand scheme of things, it's a cool thing in the galaxy.
Yeah, it's a galactic phenomenon.
Yeah. But like, you know, it looks like a moon. So it's like, you know, what's the big deal? So yeah, I took a quick peek on my way over. Everyone was like, Eric, you got to check it out. I said, okay. I put the 3D glasses on. I saw it. But my fucking eye started to hurt. I was like, and my wife's in a school, so they were all at the outside doing it. She's like, I think I'm blind. I'm like, why? And she's like, my eyes hurt. And I go, my eyes hurt too. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on with here. And I'm calling Justin, and Justin's, I can't see it, bro. I can't see it. I tried 3D sunglasses. I can't see it, bro.
I didn't see shit, dude. I didn't see shit. So we're here in New York, and apparently, you know, Rochester, New York, was going to get 100% coverage, right? That's the path that it was taking. And down here in Long Island, it said something like 85%. Okay? So here I am. I'm not an astrologist, okay? I don't know about the, you know,
science, bitch.
You know, like, I don't know what the percent, what that means. I think that 85%, I was like, I thought it was going to be a little bit darker outside, you know? I'm thinking 100% coverage of the sun means it's dark. Right, completely blacked out, like you see, you know, in the movies.
Well,
and so, like,
on my way here, I saw Texas. It was pitch black. I'm like, how the fuck?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? So I'm here. I'm thinking 85% means it's going to be pretty dark out, right? 85% of the sun's going to be covered. I'm thinking, okay, it's probably going to be pretty dark and pretty gloomy. It looked like it just a cloud went over. Like
you
that was
can't
it.
Underestimate the sun's,
you know,
illuminity power.
I didn't see shit.
Power.
And on top of that, the sun was so freaking tiny, you couldn't see anything. But you know, listen,
if you like
what I didn't like is the commercialization of the whole fucking thing. Us
as conspiracy theorists, what are they really hiding behind this?
No, but like, do you get what I'm saying? They commercialize, they find a way to make money off of everything.
Well, I know. They're like, well, you have to don't drive on the roads, don't look directly in the sun, you have to end school early. I'm like, is this the first time ever we're having an eclipse? Or
dude,
it's like,
how about the freaking earthquake we just had?
Oh no, that was sick.
Talk about commercialization. An hour later, there was t-shirts already made. I survived the New York earthquake.
Capitalism at its finest, kid.
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, just let it fucking happen, okay?
Come on, you love capitalism. You gotta respect it.
No, I get it, but there's certain things that should just be like, you should just let it be, like nature, okay?
Well,
when we capitalize...
Someone else is going
to
do it, so...
When we capitalize or commercialize nature, I think that's a problem. Like, for instance, you have to pay to go into, like, to go see the Adirondack State Park. You have to pay to go see the Grand Canyon. I have to pay to go see, like, Niagara Falls. Like, I have to pay to watch... You know, like, just let
Justin
it...
Justin doesn't like to pay.
Like, no, but certain things, I get it, but just... Like, you have to pay to go see the Redwood Forest. Like, no. Just, it's a beautiful piece of nature. Just nature. Let people enjoy it. Like, why do you have to try to commercialize and make money off of everything?
Where were you when the earth was shaking?
I didn't feel it.
Really?
I was in a car. I didn't feel it. I was driving back from the airport, and he was like, was that an earthquake? And I was like, I was on a BQE.
Bro,
it was already an earthquake,
bro.
Okay?
BQE. If there's any place you can feel an earthquake, it's definitely the BQE.
Dude,
I was in Brooklyn.
I felt the aftershock, though.
I felt the aftershock, too. I was in Brooklyn, and the office building I was in, they had two floors. So... and the office was right next. It was like, what was it? It was on 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn. And it was almost parallel to the highway. But I thought it was the train tracks. So we're in the middle of a meeting like this. I'm facing you talking. All of a sudden, the thing starts rumbling. But you're so used to it with being around trains because the whole building shakes. So I'm like, okay. I'm like,
another train.
Right. And then I was meeting a contractor, and his face, he just stopped talking, and his face dropped. And I'm like, all right, that's weird. Why is he getting so?
What was that?
And he's like, this is an earthquake. I'm like, no, it's a train. He goes, no, that's the highway. I'm like, oh, there's cars there. And he's like, this is an earthquake, and it's still going, and it's going, and it's going.
How long did it last?
Bro, it lasted like 30 seconds, maybe 40 really? Seconds. It was fucking pretty nuts. And this was a new business meeting, a first meeting. So we all met each other. It's four of us in a room, all meeting each other. So it's like, we're all like, kind of looking at each other like, do we start freaking out? Like, do we go underneath the table? Like, what do we do? And we're just like,
I heard you're supposed to go to a door frame, right? But what I would think is, like, they always say when you're in school, like, if it's an earthquake, get under a table or go to like a door frame, right? I would just get out the fucking house. Like, why not leave the house? Like, if the house is going to crumble and fall down.
But if you're in a school, there's a bunch of people barging out at once. You're more likely to get hurt when everyone's being a sergeant.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Maybe that's the reason.
But if you're, like, in a house or if in a building with just a couple of people, then, yeah, get the fuck out. So we're all just, like, looking at each other, like, what's going on? And we're kind of just, like, making light of it. And then it stopped. And then all of a sudden, all of our phones started blowing up. Bing, 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 bing.
I didn't get anything on my phone. I get nothing, man. Felt like I was the oddball.
No.
I didn't get nothing.
I was in a room with four people. All of our phones were text messages, phone calls.
Nothing.
And we were on a phone. So we had four people in the conference room. And then we had a person on from Pennsylvania and a person on from Maryland. And we're like, we just had an earthquake in Brooklyn. And the guy in Pennsylvania was like, yeah, I just felt it, too. And I was like, damn. And the girl Marilyn was like, no, I didn't feel anything. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. Then later that day, I'm back home. I'm on the couch. It's like 4:30.
That's when I felt it, yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, I'm fucking relaxed. And then we're just sitting on the couch watching TV, and it just starts rumbling again. I'm like, oh, shit, I think we're having an aftershock right
now.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was on the way home. I dropped my sister off the airport, and I'm on the way home, and it's like I'm in the car, and there's traffic or whatever. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up, and it's like, bing, bing, bing. That's an earthquake. Or no, my wife called me. She goes, where are you? I said, I'm in the car. She goes, so I'm at my client's house, and all of a sudden, the house just started shaking, and we looked at each other like, what the hell was that? And I think we just had an earthquake. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. We don't have an earthquake. We're in Long Island. I mean, she's like, no, I think we had seriously an earthquake. And I was like, well, I'm in a car. I didn't feel anything. Okay. So then my phone starts blowing up. The family chat, the Matadors chat, everybody's earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. I'm like, what fucking earthquake? I was like, I'm in the car. I didn't feel nothing.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
So I get home. Apparently there was a 3.8. No, it was a 4.8 in Jersey.
Oh, 4.8 in Jersey.
And then the aftershock was like a 3.8 or whatever. But they said that it's centered in Jersey.
Yeah.
A 4.8 in Jersey.
Well, I think it was a 3.8 in New York then.
Okay, so then in New York. But I sat down on the bed and I found an hour later, so I got the aftershock. But I found it funny because everybody's like freaking out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The house is shaking.
Well, if it's over a 5, then I think you need to be worried. But if it's under a 5, you should be okay.
So I Google it because I'm like, all right, what do I know about earthquakes? I was like, the only thing I really know is like, okay, it's the Richter scale, right? But isn't it
the tectonic plate shifting?
Well, yeah. So it's the tectonic plates of the Earth where they join. It's tectonic plates either shifting or slipping.
Sliding, yeah.
And then that causes the ground to shake. Okay. And then there's the seismic waves, which are basically like vibration waves, cause the ground to shake, whatever. And there's major fault lines, right? Like major ones, and then there's smaller ones. Like the one in Jersey, I think it's called the Ramapo fault line, which is where there's like cracks in the
Ramapo
in the tectonic plates, right? And they can rub against each other. So but what I'm looking up, I'm like, all right, 4.8. I was like, okay, I don't even know what is that in relation, because I know that they just had one in Asia. They had like a 7 point something in Asia, because we had a bunch of emails coming through like, hey, are your factories affected? Like, how's the product and stuff? I was like, no, we're fine. Nothing serious happened.
How's my money?
So I was looking into it. So they do it on the Richter scale, right, which is a logarithmic scale, meaning it's when you go from a 1 to a 2, it's 10 times stronger. And then a 2 to a 3 is 10 times stronger. 3 to a 4, 10 times. So it's 10 times stronger every single level you go up.
Yeah.
So if you go from a 1 to a 4, it's 1,000 times stronger. 10 times 10 times 10. So I'm like, okay, so we felt 4.8. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. Blah, 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 right? So about a 5. Said, now go to a 7 point something.
Yeah, that's huge.
Which is 100 times worse than what we had here. And I'm like, imagine what it's like over there. You know, that's something to freak out when buildings are falling down and cracks are opening up in the earth. Like, that's that you might be worried about. But here, a couple picture frames fall off the wall. Relax. I think you're gonna survive.
I just wanted to see how much it was. It was
4.8 in Jersey. That's what they said. And I think the highest one they felt here was, what, 5.2 was the highest one in the area in New York?
I know. Anyway, I knew in New York it was 3.8. But anyways, someone texted me and was like, I don't think that was an earthquake. I think that was blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's an earthquake, or there's a fucking nuke coming and we're all going to die. Like, there's no other explanation. It's an earthquake or a fucking nuke bomb. Like,
I just found it funny that it kind of reminds me of like whenever you're in certain areas and you're just used to certain things happening in other areas that aren't used to that, they go nuts, right?
Dude, like, it felt legit like you're walking, you're in a building and you're next to the train tracks,
right?
And it's a huge train going 150 miles an hour and it's just,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, whatever. And then, yeah, you're it.
But like, for perfect example, here in the Northeast, snow is no big deal to us. We are, like, especially upstate New York or, you know, in the New England area, you get feet of snow every single year, right? Like, when I was in college, we were getting feet just pounded with feet of snow. You go down south, they get like an inch of snow. That's it. Close the schools. That's it. Yeah. We're done.
Well, I lived
and it's in, like, listen, that, yeah, I had to walk in, through 3 feet of snow. Okay.
When I lived in Atlanta for a little bit, it was like I moved there in February, and they were getting reports of snow, and they had a little bit of snow. When I say a little bit, like less than an inch, and like in the woods area of Georgia, there wasn't even any. And I was in Atlanta. There was no snow in Atlanta, and it was like 1 o'clock, and they're like, "All right, everybody, we're gonna go home early due to the snow." And I'm looking outside. I'm like, there is no snow.
There's nothing.
So we were like 25 or something. We're like, all right, let's go to the bar. And we just went to the bar and just had a good time. But yeah, certain places are like crazy.
I mean, on the flip side too, here in New York, we don't really get some serious heat, right? Like, for instance, in Texas, okay, from...
My bad. We're shooting this episode because we're getting ready for Jonas Santana to come from Blackbird Cigars.
Yes.
He's our guest today, but we wanted to shoot a little quick podcast. So he just texted me saying he just picked up the car in LaGuardia, and it says it's about 53 minutes from LaGuardia to here. So it should be
okay.
Another hour. So hopefully by 6 o'clock, fingers crossed.
So I was saying is, like, in Texas, from July and August, every single year, July and August, it's like 100 degrees. Every day, right? 2 months out of the year, they're two summer months, it's like 100 degrees every single day. Dry, 100 degrees. Up here in New York, you get something that's like over 100 degrees, we're like, holy shit. It's
holy hell.
We're like, gosh. So now, granted, it's a little bit more humid, but we're like, oh my God. Meanwhile, they're like, fuck, we get this all the time. Like, this ain't hot. Yeah. Or you come up here, as soon as it hits like 85, 90, you're like, oh my God, it's hot. Meanwhile, Texans come up here, they're in jeans and a sweatshirt. Like, well, it's not hot.
Is Texas hot, dry, like Arizona?
Arizona, I think, is the worst hot. I think Arizona is the worst.
No, I mean, when we went to Arizona, I would take 100 degrees dry in Arizona than 80 degrees and humid here.
Oh yeah, but listen, 100 degrees, I don't care where it is. 100 degrees is hot. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if it's dry. People, like, you could say, okay, dry is better than humid. I don't care. 100's fucking hot.
It does make a difference, though. The humidity definitely does make a difference.
Yeah, but 100's still hot, dude.
I'm just saying, I'd rather
go outside in 100 or go outside in 85, you're sweating both days.
I'd still rather.
I'm still sweating.
I'd rather the hot. I'd rather the hot dry.
But, like, for instance, I go down in Texas and it'll be 90 degrees. And, I mean, 90 degrees in the summer or 90 degrees in the spring or whatever. And they're just wearing jeans and, like, a long sleeve flannel. And I'm like, I'm in shorts and a tank. Like,
yeah,
you crazy?
Cowboy boots, cowboy hat.
But then vice versa, you know, you come up here and it'll be
60 degrees.
It'll be 60 degrees and they're in like a sweatshirt. And I'm like, dude, this is
shorts. The windows are going down.
You know
down,
what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Sunroof down.
So it's kind of like where you're accustomed to living, you become familiar with the.
Bro, I feel like it's been a while since we did a solo podcast.
Right?
Well, and, you know, this week's a big week for us. You know, we got Jonas Santana coming on the podcast from Blackbird Cigars. He makes the Blueprint cigar and our next cigar that should be released in the summer.
Yeah, I was kind of a little bit bummed about that because I was hoping that it was going to be released earlier than that, but we have to make sure
just
that
in time for the summer, baby.
Yeah, we got to make sure.
I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to have a new cigar.
That's right.
I'm going to put a cigar right in her mouth.
Yeah, got to start them young, man.
Yeah, that's
it. Got to start them young, baby.
All the people are probably having a heart attack listening and watching this.
Don't put a cigar.
Don't you dare.
You deserve to be in jail.
But, yeah, we got a couple of cool events up this week. We have the cigar networking event that we love to do up in Mamaroneck.
It's going
to
be the biggest one yet.
Well, we actually have two in Mamaroneck, coincidentally. We have one at 25 North, which is an Italian restaurant on the...
It's Modern on the Rails.
What did I say?
25 North.
Sorry, 25 North is an Italian restaurant in
Manhattan. Oh, I was like,
Tony has his networking events there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So Modern on the Rails, I'm sorry, is where we have the networking, cigar networking event for the last few months. And then on Friday, we have at the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club, it's the charity event that is hosted by the police and the fire department of Mamaroneck, and it's a March of Dimes, so it's a big poker event, big party, so we're going to be the cigar guys there, so that should be fun. But it's been it's kind of nice just to have mano a mano in the studio. It's been a minute. We cleaned it up. We had some time. Yeah, we cleaned it up and organized it. It looks very nice and clean. Feels good.
Yeah, it's been a while since we have one of these like shooting the shit episodes.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. So those are a couple things. We had the earthquake. We had the solar eclipse.
And another reason why we're shooting this episode is because we're looking to alleviate some responsibilities of Eric and Justin on the Burndown. So
yes.
We got a cold email. We get emails all the time for people who want to edit social media clips for us, who want to edit podcasts for us, and we actually looked into it at one point on Fiverr. And we were looking into it, and then we just forgot about it. And then someone, I won't name him yet because he's not working for us yet, but a listener of the podcast.
And was like, shot a shot, man.
Shot us a cold email.
Shoot a shoot, baby.
And he's like, hey, I started my own cigar YouTube channel. I get a lot of inspiration from you guys. I listen to you guys. I started to do some editing on the side, and if you want to give me a shot, I'll give you a free episode and a free clip out of it. And I was like, hey, man, right place, right time. Let's talk. And he's in another country.
Macedonia.
Macedonia, which is sick. So maybe it'll work
Eastern
out.
Eastern Europe.
I hope it works out because if we can alleviate the responsibility of editing, that's just great.
You know? And then if we can alleviate the responsibility of editing, who knows? We might have maybe some behind the scenes or extra content available. One of the things we talk about with Francis is perhaps doing like a Patreon where some avid fans and listeners, I mean, we also have the membership, so we might tie that into the membership. Like if you are a member of our website, then you have access to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could do like maybe 15, 20 minute episodes of stuff that, you know, we really want to talk about.
Just like extra content, you know? And maybe we'll do something where it's, okay, the website will have two different tiers. You can do the $5 one, which is you just get entered into our monthly giveaway, which is essentially we give away, you know, merchandise. You can win blueprints. You can win some merchandise, ashtrays, cutters. Like, we have all the stuff, T-shirts, hats and stuff. We kind of give it away every single month. Everybody has a chance to win some stuff. And then maybe we have a second tier where it's $10, where you get the giveaway, but then you also get access to the Patreon.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, we find a topic that we want to talk about for, like, 10 minutes and just, like, post it about whatever.
So. And maybe you get some access to, like, some vlogs.
Mm.
Like, we do these events, and we'll do, like, a vlog of the event on the way to the event, setting up
event. We got to hire somebody to do that.
Kind of some, like, well, we just take one of these things and just attach a microphone to it.
Yeah, true.
Attach one of the microphones, those little... And do like a little video vlog.
And the other thing I wanted to...
That would be another way to get some extra content, you know?
Come on. Content is king, kid. I also wanted to give... Because we talk about it all the time, you know, about... We always talk about, like, you know, being a cigar podcast, being in the top realm, kind of trying to get notified. And we look on Google. We're not really up on the top front. We're like, been doing it for 5 years. So...
I think we are, though.
We are, but... Last time we talked about it was years ago, so we haven't really talked about it since
then. Like the biggest podcast that Google doesn't know about.
Yeah. that's a good way of putting it. The biggest podcast Google doesn't know about. But I want to give a shout-out to the Toro Cigar Company podcast. Someone DM'd me this.
Yes.
This morning was like, hey, I listened to this podcast, the Toro Cigar Company podcast, and they shouted you guys out.
Do you want
to
play it?
In a positive way. And
here, hook the Bluetooth up.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. And it felt nice because usually when you talk about cigar podcasts, you hear like Cigar Authority. Who else? You have like the Ashholes.
Yeah, which no shade, knock on no them. Yeah,
they're all good.
Yeah.
But sometimes we want to hear our name, you know?
And yeah, so hook it up. It's the True Mix or something like that, right?
These guys were talking about the actual cigar community and how you get involved. One way getting involved in the what's it called? The
it's like
True Mix 800.
Yeah, True Mix 800.
They were talking about one way. To get involved in the cigar community is through social media. And there's a lot of, I think he said there's about 100 active cigar podcasts out there, and there's a lot of good ones, some of them that I mentioned. But like I said, you usually hear like Cigar Authority first because they've been around forever. We were actually mentioned first before Cigar Authority, so ha, that felt nice. So, but here, we'll play the quick clip. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll raise the volume up.
Let me find here. So this is the guys at the Toro Cigar Company podcast. This is going to play. Let's see. Look at this.
Probably the smallest way to participate in the community, and that's this online media, the podcast, and the
social media.
Social media.
Yeah.
It's a very.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Whoop.
Yeah. Fast forward.
It's pretty quick.
Way to participate, but it's a good start. It's a great way to start too.
Right. It is a phenomenal way to start, and there's so many good podcasts out there, guys. If you're watching this one, we greatly appreciate it, your love and support for this podcast. But there are some really good podcasts out there. There's well over 100 cigar podcasts in the world that are actively running right now, so you should be able to find somebody you can connect with, you can relate to, and get some education and learn a little bit more about the product that you enjoy.
All right, let's throw out a few. Like, there's the Burn Down.
The Burn Down podcast.
Bam, baby.
Cigar Authority.
Shout out right off the bat.
Shout out to the boys at Toro Cigar Company. I was cool. So
just like that.
That was cool. So thank you for the person who DM'd me that. I forgot who it was. I apologize.
But I like that.
You know, we already feel it and already know it, but it's good to see other people. And you know what? It looks like a more of a newer podcast. So to me, I kind of like it more that's not a really big podcast, because we're intertwined into the smaller cigar communities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
No, I get you, because it's like it's along the lines of when you have the very famous podcast, they all kind of know each other.
Yeah.
Right? But then when you're recognized by some of the smaller ones, it's like, all right, no, I'm not like you're.
Because we look up to the bigger ones, right? Like the Burn Down looks up to the bigger ones because they've been around for more, and these guys, quote unquote, look up more to us because like they're where we are like 5 years ago.
I wish them all to see if that's how they started. I mean, that's,
well, they have a good episode.
That's incredible, because look at where we started with the shit.
Yeah.
Look like trash, but they look like they're starting pretty good.
They got a good setup, but they talk about something that we always obviously emphasize, is cigar community and how it's very special and very niche and very unique. And it was cool. It was cool just to see that. I like when people message me every once in a while.
Yeah, I like that.
You know? So, anyways, we're smoking the new cigar. It's fucking fantastic. Can't wait for you guys to try it.
We've been saying that so long. I'm just like, I want it to be fucking released.
You gotta build it up. You gotta build it up. I'm sorry, people.
I want it to be released. I'm hoping that that when Jonas shows up, I'm kind of like in the back of my mind, I'm secretly, I hope he brings like the box so we can look at the box.
That would be dope.
You know, because we haven't seen the box yet.
No.
We haven't seen the label yet. I mean, we've seen it, but we haven't physically touched it. We've just seen the digital image of it. We saw the NFT of it.
I just can't wait to, I told you this last week, I can't wait to have the blueprint in one hand and the other cigar on the other hand, and we'll make a video. And it's like, just the two of us, we can.
You know what's going to be crazy too? It's like pretty soon, okay, this is going to be released in June. Towards the end of the year, like this thing, we're going to have to start looking at the next one.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's people, every time we go to events, and we love this, people are like, what's next? What's more? I want more. I want more. Like,
I want more.
And I love it because it's like, we want to give you more. That's the whole idea, is to keep people wanting more, and they want more content. They want more events. They want more cigars. So when we get out the next one, the people are going to love it. And then we'll start thinking about, okay, maybe towards the end of next year, we get the next one out, you know, and it's next thing you know, we're going to have,
and then
different sizes. And it's like, there's a lot that's,
I was thinking about it before and I
want to snowball.
And I wanted to talk to you about it since we're on the podcast. It's perfect place to talk about it.
Come on, talk to me.
But like, you know, we don't necessarily have like we do, but we don't really talk about it. Like, you know, you have AJ Fernandez and you have all the different lines of cigars. You have Padron and all the lines of cigars. We just have the blueprint. But now we have our second cigar, now we're starting to build up a line. So now,
exactly.
I was going to start to say, people are like, oh, who makes your cigars or what's your cigar company? I was just going to start saying, you know, BDP Cigars. What's that? Burn Down Podcast
Cigars.
So it's like, oh, who? What's the cigar company? Oh, BDP Cigars. Oh, oh, well, what does that mean? And then
BDP.
It's just
That's like the cigar brand. It's BDP.
Yeah, BDP Cigars, and then they have the line, the blueprint, the this, the that, the that, the that. That's what I thought.
And then it's like burn. And what is BDP? Oh, it's Burn Down Podcast.
And then it goes into the podcast aspect.
But the podcast stuff.
I just thought, you know, it's cool to be. Because I say, yeah,
everything comes full circle. Everything's coming. And then the third cigar is going to start with the P, and it's BDP. We have the sample pack. We have more. And next thing you know, like this time next, you know, this time or towards the end of next year, we could have three cigars with three sizes of each. Now it's, you're not a one-off cigar. And we had talked about this, is we don't want to be. There's a lot of brands that come out that just put their name on something, and it's one cigar and done, right? And they're just. That's it. It's a one and done. It's a one hit wonder, right? Just like a band that comes out and they have this one single and that's it. You don't hear anything about it. They're not an artist that's creating all this music. We don't want to be that. We want to be a brand that, okay, the one aspect is the podcast, which is what we're doing, but the other aspect is cigars, and it's a cigar brand with multiple blends and multiple sizes that is not where you go into a shop and you just see one stick. You go into a shop and you see a line of cigars. That's what ultimately we want to get to, and that's why this next cigar coming out is the start of that, moving into more than one blend.
Yeah.
Then you have the third, and then the sizes. And
yeah.
And actually, like, okay, so what sizes do you think? Because I've always said we want to go up and down, right? You want to go up a size, go a little bit bigger, like a 6x60, or you 6x60 is pretty common now.
But who told us to do a 6x60? Because that's a very popular.
People are saying it's a very popular size. I don't want to go any bigger than that.
No.
Do you think a 6x60 is a good like size?
Who was telling us that?
I think it's Matador's.
Oh, that's right. It was Matador's. Yes.
And then a size down. What size down would you want to go?
Well, we have a Robusto Gordo. So,
like, you go down into like a. I almost thought maybe a unique size, because you don't want it. You want it to be more of a shorter. Like half hour kind of stick,
like a Corona,
but do you want to make it like your own? Like, okay, what's like a typical Corona size? What is that?
Like a 4.5.
Let's see, Corona size. Oops, Corona size cigar. Let's see. Go. Here you go. Oh, here's this cigar. It's an image. Hold on, let it pull up here. All right, so this is. Oh shit! Why does it do that? Oh, here we go. So a Corona is a petite Corona. Says 5x42. Regular Corona is
5x42.
Okay. So a petite Corona is 5x42, or like a petite Robusto is 4x50.
See, I think I would like that. I think that's what I would like, a 4x50.
Or I would say like a 4x48.
Because this is a, like, ours is a 5.5x...
No, a 5x54.
5x54, yes.
I was thinking like you do like a 4.5x48, or you do like a 4x48, and the size, you just call it a 448.
Oh, hot.
You know what I'm saying? A 448. Like, what size is that? Oh, it's our 448.
Yeah.
We have the Robusto Gordo, and then you can even make it like a you can call it a petite Robusto if you wanted to, but or you just call it the 448. And it's like a half hour smoke.
Yeah.
Because I think of it like this. You have this smoke, right? The 5x54, which the Connecticut burns a little bit faster than the blueprint. But it's like an hour and a half. Hour and a half, kind of depends. And it can even go 2 hours if you're really talking. And when you go up in a size, the 6x60 is going to be a long stick, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like you're going to light it on the golf course and it's going to last you the whole round or the whole front nine. But the smaller one, you want it to be quick, like a half hour stick where people said, okay, I can go out on a walk the dog.
My lunch break.
Like a dog walker stick or a lunch break stick or a winter stick where I'm just going to go out, have a quick one, come back in. So it's like a half hour. So you don't want to make it too, it's like a 4.5x48. Is like a unique.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
I like that a lot.
Because then you have a 4.5x48. Then you go to like a. Or a 4x48, a 5x54. And then, dude, listen to this. 4x48.
Okay.
5x54 is 1 inch up and six levels up of the ring gauge. 48 to 54 is 6. Is 6 points. Mm. Goal points. So you're 1 inch up, 6 points up. Then you go to a 6 by 60. Is 1 inch up, 6 points up.
I like that math.
So it's the same difference between everything. You go from 5 by 54, you want to go up a level. It's up 1 inch, and you go from a 54 to a 60. Or you go down a level. Down an inch, 54 to 48.
Keep that in your elephant brain.
There you go.
I guess we can document this because it's recorded, but... I like that idea.
That's good. Because then it's like an equivalent step either direction.
Mm, hell yeah, brother.
I like
hell
that.
Hell yeah, brother. It kind of feels weird. I don't feel like I haven't been used to talking to you one-on-one in a podcast in a while. I
like it, though, dude.
No, it's great.
I like
it's
it.
It's great.
We're about 30 minutes right now.
Perfect. That's what we wanted.
Exactly. Do we just end it here? I mean, he's going to be here when?
He's going to be probably around 6 o'clock.
So do we end it here? We'll bring that in and pack it up for the thing tomorrow?
Yeah, we can start getting that situated. And call it a day. All so, right. Ladies and gents, thanks for listening, hanging out this quick episode of the Burn Down Podcast. I'm Eric, Brother Cigar. Gentleman across is Justin Dapper Cigar. If you like this episode, please hit the like button, the subscribe button, and also hit that bell so you know, get notified when we drop a new video, new episode. And become a member on the podcast, burndownpodcast.com. $5 a month, exclusive discounts to the Blueprint. And you got to enter into a monthly giveaway. We give away blueprints and some accessories every single month. It's been great. If we have a little more time, and you know, by getting off this editing kick and giving it to somebody else, we might be able to bump up these giveaways. So we appreciate you guys hanging out with us week by week for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours every single time. Thank you for supporting Blueprint. And the video, I wish my face was in it. But
that's sick.
Until the next one, we love you guys. Friends, family, cheers. Chin, chin, salute.